Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being, because we have with us today, Jerry Guidetti, and of course, she has a PhD. She's a genetic engineer. She's in plant husbandry, and of course, doing genetic engineering on plants and vegetables and fruits and all of these things, until one day she woke up and began to question, what were they really doing, this changing the very nature of life? And playing God. And at that point, she began to be concerned and began studying what was taking place. And she's not involved in genetic engineering now. She's on the ramparts shouting out to the American people, do you know what they're doing to your food? Do you know what they're doing to future generations? Have you looked at the scientific studies? And if you have, are you concerned? Well, with that as a background, Jerry, thank you so very much for being with us.
It's always a pleasure, Stan.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about this latest corn and the background. This is the most incredible story, and the scientific studies that they've used to justify releasing this corn on the entire American public.
Sure. Back in 2003, this particular corn that was genetically engineered by Monsanto Corporation, the name of the corn, or the event as they call it, the genetic event in this corn, is called MON, as in Mon 863, and that contains a genetic coding sequence that expresses a variety of a wild type Cry3BB1 insecticide, a protein that is normally produced by bacteria called Bacillus thuringiensis. Now, that's a big word and quite a mouthful of information, but basically what we have here are naturally occurring bacteria that produce a natural insecticide which caterpillars of all species during these nymph stages ingest on leaves of plants as they eat plants. They eat it, and they get a tummy ache immediately afterwards. And by 6 hours later, they're not feeding anymore, and they die, and the damage to the plant stops. Now, we organic gardeners, and we are at the Arc Institute Organic Gardeners, have been able to use this so-called BT, which comes under all kinds of brand names, as a very, very natural spray for plants to protect them without causing harm to humans. These bacteria are not at all harmful to humans. But what has happened, unfortunately, is genetic engineering companies have gotten a hold of these BT organisms and have said, what if we take the genes out of the bacteria and we implant those genes into every single cell of a plant so that every cell becomes a factory for the production of this insecticide, this protein? So any caterpillar coming to eat off that plant will immediately ingest, get this, enough insecticide to kill the caterpillar. But as you and your listeners would recognize, that means that every single cell of that plant, of that corn plant, would contain this insecticidal protein, and you would eat it as well.
Now, of course, now, if it will kill the caterpillar, how do we know that it won't have an effect on human health?
Well,
and we're going to ask you that question when we get back here in just a moment or two with Jerry Guidetti from the Arc Institute. And remember, if it'll kill caterpillars, what will it do to human beings? What will it do to you? What will it do to your children? We'll be right back here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. And the story we're going to tell you today is really an incredible one. And when I first heard this, I thought, oh, that's probably those crazy environmentalists, you know, those crazy food fatties, and they're just afraid of everything. But as I began to study this and read the scientific studies on this, I suddenly began to say, hey, maybe we better listen to these people. Maybe they are a lot smarter than we are. I can remember when I was practicing medicine, we heard about these crazy people. They were drinking a lot of carriages when they had cancer because they thought somehow that was going to help them. And yet some of the people actually got well, you know, by changing their diet and changing their immune system. So maybe we better hear what they're saying. Well, our guest today is Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute, and we're going to be talking about something that has been added to the corn. It's called MON863, and it is a, well, I'm going to let Jerry tell you, and Jerry, we have new listeners now, okay. And so you've got about a minute and a half to explain to them before our old listeners come back on.
All right, MON863 is a coding sequence. It's an event, a genetic event, that was put into cells, genetically engineered into corn plants by, in this case, the Monsanto company, so that the corn plant will have a natural insecticide normally produced by bacteria that are not harmful to us, but instead of the bacteria being on the outside of the plant naturally occurring, they decided to take the gene out of the bacterium and put it into the corn cells so that each and every single corn cell in a plant contains this particular genetic sequence. What it does is it codes for a particular protein called the CRY3BB1 insecticidal protein. Now that corn, MON863, is out in the field growing in America since 2003. In November 16th of 2004, Le Monde, the French newspaper, put out an article very angry saying that the MON863 corn actually was tested on rats and that the rats had negative effects, bodily effects, including hemoglobin effects and kidney effects and so on.
And it affected the white cells too, didn't it?
And yes, and we'll go over all of those when we come back, but the point is they insisted that they see the total study. As it turns out, the total study is a 1,139-page report, and what we have from Monsanto's website is an 11-page report, an abstract and a summary, which you can read, which I have here in front of me, that gives you a hint of the kind of ways they dealt with this data.
Hold that problem.
Sure.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest this afternoon is Jerry Guidetti. We're talking about this study that was done on the MON863 corn, the Monsanto 863. And, of course, this was a genetically engineered corn so that every kernel of corn you eat now has it embedded in it, this protein that kills the caterpillars. Now, you say, well, of course, you had it there since they sprayed this bacteria there onto the corn plant, and of course, we didn't die. I mean, we'd probably have that there for a long time, but it was not in every kernel of corn. It was on the outside. You don't ordinarily eat the leaves of the corn. But what did they find in the scientific studies that were used so that the FDA would allow them to market this to human beings, that this is the most incredible thing? Go ahead, Jerry.
Well, first of all, this particular cry protein, this insecticide, is designed to fight the corn rootworm larva, and others of them are for the stem borer larva, and it's for this particular corn variety, but we have tons of it growing here in the United States. Now, the interesting thing about this study that I found so astounding is that people mentioned that there were 400 rats in the study. Well, I'm going to tell you that they did two levels of genetic corn fed to these experimental animals. You have 20 animals per sex, so you have 20 males, 20 females, total of 40, who were fed 11% of this genetically modified corn.
That was the diet, 11% of their diet was
that corn, correct.
Right.
The high dose, considered high dose, 40 animals, was given the 33%. Now, the rest of that's 40 and 40 is 80. You do the math. The rest of the 400 rats were fed control type corns. For example, 20 males, 20 females were given the same kind of corn, but without the genetic event in it. then 33% without the genetic event in it. And then all these reference corns, you know, different varieties of corns from different companies, different seeds, and so on. So what we're saying here is the live testing for the entire human populations
of the world
was done on 80 rats. Okay? The rest of those were controls of one form or another. The French pointed out in April of 2004 that an examination of the Environmental Protection Agency docket for MON-863 revealed that the agency has neither received nor reviewed the 90-day rat study referred to. And furthermore, discussion with the FDA indicates that the FDA has not reviewed this study.
In other words, they're just taking the word of Monsanto, who've been pushing NutraSweet, which we know is, of course, largely responsible for so many of the problems of today, pathological obesity. We see every place. We know that Monsanto is responsible for many of the real problems we have. Can we really trust their study, especially if they won't let us see it?
Right. Well, you see, that is the question that all of us have to ask about anything that is funded by the companies themselves, especially studies like this funded. And I'll tell you, if I ever turned in results in my laboratory that were based upon studies in only 80 animals, we certainly wouldn't consider that statistically significant, especially since the defects found during the study showed themselves only in those animals fed the transgenic corn, genetically modified corn.
So there really were some differences in the animals that
got
the genetically modified corn than the animals that were fed the non-genetically modified corn. So what were the sort of differences that they had?
Alrighty, right from Monsanto's own words, hematology and coagulation parameters for the test group were generally comparable to the control and reference groups. The few differences that were observed were generally of small magnitude, were not dose-related, that is, observed in the low dose but not in the high dose, or were observed in the middle of the experiment, the interim, but not the terminal blood collection, etc. For example, at week 5, this is a 14-week study, the hemoglobin level of the high-dose males was outside the range of the reference control groups, but significantly lower than the concurrent control. That means that statistically significant, it was significantly lower, greater than 5%, equal to or greater than 5%, than the control that was eating the non-GMO corn of the same type. However, the hemoglobin level of high-dose males was higher than the low-dose males, and they say thus demonstrating no dose response. No similar statistical difference was seen at week 14. At week 14, the mean basophil, that's one of the white cells, mean basophil, lymphocyte count, and total white count values were slightly and statistically significantly higher in the male group fed the high-dose test diet than males fed the high-dose control and reference control diet. Now, if this was, again, interpretation, if this was something common to rats that might occur as an expectation of a large population of rats, you would then expect, if this is their argument, you would then expect to see it in the controls as well, both the controls for the genetic event and also the general reference controls. Their answer to this, however, the increases were small. This is white blood cell count, a very important phenomenon. The increases were small, and a similar response did not occur in females. So it's just the males that get this bloom in white cell counts, okay?
I think it's important that our listeners understand that the white cells, the way that the body responds to foreign substances or to infections or to inflammation, so something is going on in these rats. But, of course, they say, well, of course, even though we know that the white counts is up, why it isn't of any importance. How can they make that conclusion, especially with such short-term studies?
Right. Yeah, exactly. 14 ants. Such small numbers. And you know what? If I were sitting with that data, the first thing I would do would be to blow that experiment up into hundreds, if not thousands, more experimental animals and controls, the direct contrast controls. I would blow that experiment up and get the rest of the numbers right away. This needs to be repeated. Now, we're not finished. The females were not left alone. Clinical chemistry results of test groups were, again, the word generally similar to the control and reference control groups. Only the triglyceride value was statistically significantly higher in female rats fed the high-dose test diet relative to the high-dose control and reference control groups. Here we go again. Only the ones with the genetic engineered corn were the ones to show these anomalies. And here's a biochemical anomaly, triglyceride value, which is so important. Those of you who have ever had tests done for your cholesterol, your fat panels, you know that triglycerides are indeed a very important number. High triglycerides can translate into heart disease. No similar response was seen in males at either sampling interval. The increase in mean triglycerides in the test high females at week 5 was small, and the mean value within one plus or minus standard deviation from mean, the reference group. There were no other chemistry parameters. Well, that would be enough to kill you, you would think. No other chemistry parameters associated with this change that would indicate a pattern of alteration. This slight difference was not considered to be test article related. Test article is your event, your gene, okay, your changed corn. The slight difference was not considered to be related to the GMO corn because of the lack of dose response, the inconsistency of the changes across time. Because the changes were inconsistent, they didn't think they had to report it as significant. And so the conclusion was that the results of the 13-week subchronic feeding study showed the rats fed diets containing corn event MON-863 responded similarly to rats fed diets containing the non-transgenic control, grain diets containing grain from reference control, etc. There were no, I can't believe they say this, there were no test article-related changes based on the evaluation of survival, clinical signs, body weight changes, food consumption, clinical pathology, organ weights, macroscopic and microscopic pathology. Oh, the other thing is they did find reduced kidney size. I read that somewhere else, too. Reduced kidney size in the males.
Yeah, but so
not considered significant.
So what makes it significant or not significant? Obviously, this is having a physiological effect on the animals. In other words, these are not normal animals because their response, as far as the white cells, as far as the hemoglobin, as far as the kidney size, is different, and certainly as far as the females, the triglycerides are different. And yet, of course, they minimize this. Why? Because we're talking about hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars of profit. And do you really think Monsanto is really concerned about you when they push the NutraSweet, which we know produces pathological obesity and tumors and endocrine dysfunction and fertility problems? And we could, they don't want to give you the talk on that, but that was one of the things Monsanto did. Do you really think that we can trust the FDA when they put Vioxx on the market, knowing full well that it increased the incidence of heart attacks 700%, and that's the 090 study. That was in 1999, before they ever released the Vioxx that has killed tens of thousands of people. And if you doubt that, we'll be glad to send you Dr. David Graham's testimony before the Senate Investigative Committee. That's our April newsletter. So then we look to the FDA to protect us. And yet, of course, they released this product on America, indeed, I suspect the whole world, based upon the testing of 80 rats over how long a period, Jerry?
13 weeks.
Over 13?
And yet they say 13 weeks, and yet in their study they say on the week 14 they were sacrificed. So they were fed for that long. And that is a very short study. I mean, to consider that long-term and to be valid is, to me, almost laughable to release this kind of organism. And now that the European Union has lifted their ban on GMO organisms, the public is going crazy looking at this older study and saying, wait a minute, you're bringing this over here? This hasn't even been tested.
I remember the same government that gave you the Tuskegee study,
yes,
that gave you the LSD studies, that gave you the plutonium that they put in our children's cereals, gave you this study as well. We'll be right back here at Radio Liberty.
Book the will really help you to understand the nature of the spiritual battle in which we're currently involved is Gary Kaw's book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism. Now, you may remember Gary Kaw's book, En Route to Global Occupation. His second book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism, goes into the very real spiritual forces, the dark and sinister spiritual forces, which have energized those people who are molding the world in which we live today. Going into the background of Masonry, Theosophy, and he actually quotes extensively from the writings of these people who have helped to mold the events of the 20th century. The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaw will give you tremendous insight into the background of what's happening in America today. And unless you understand the spiritual forces at work, you really can't understand the unfolding of events. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaw.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In the 1970s, there was a group of Italian immigrants in the small town of Rosetto, Pennsylvania, who drew worldwide attention for their unusual cardiovascular health, despite their pasta diets. I recently uncovered the fact that their unusual health was attributed to the precious red wine which they imported from Italy. Today we know this as the French paradox, the fact that the French exhibit greater cardiovascular health, despite their fatty diet, because of the red wine they drink. Wouldn't it be great to enjoy the health benefits of red wine without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives? Well, now you can with Longevinex, the world's first stabilized red wine molecules preserved in an airtight capsule just like in a sealed bottle of red wine, equivalent to 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex for healthy aging without the calories and alcohol, 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763. 9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Jerry Guidetti, and we're talking about this whole issue of genetically modified food, but specifically about the MON863, which, of course, was put on the market a couple of years ago. And what is it? About half of our corn now contains this. What percentage do you think of the corn grown in America contains it?
Well, given that corn pollen blows on the wind and contaminates other corn nearby, they used to argue that you only had to put 50 feet around the corn patch to protect its pollen from going, to prevent its pollen from going into other corn. Nothing could be farther from the truth. Corn pollen goes great distances, and once those genes are introduced, they are forever part of the genetics of the other corn. So, your guess is as good as mine. With respect to this particular variety of corn, you certainly aren't going to get numbers from Monsanto on how much of it they have sold, but I can tell you that genetically engineered corn is now in the greatest majority of all of the commercial crops we grow here in the United States. And it's a very sad thing because, unfortunately, those of us who are organic gardeners and those with non-hybrid heirloom-type seeds have to protect our crops if we're in a commercial area, have to protect them from cross-contamination with the pollens of these particular corns. And we're not the only ones. I got a good chuckle over you saying, as a physician, you've heard about these kooky environmentalists and so on. Yes, I was traditionally trained as well, Dr. Stan, as you were, and dealt most of my professional life and continue to deal a lot with the medical community. And I can tell you that we were taught to be doubting Thomases of all of these fringe groups and so on, when in fact they really began to get the message pretty early. I started getting the message a good 20 years ago that, wait a minute, we might have godlike powers, and that's a small g, godlike powers now to change the structures, genetic structures, DNA of different organisms and bring it from one organism to another. And I, as a scientist, will be the first to tell you that that is not all bad a thing if you're talking about improving crop yield or improving water resistance or whatever. We had standard techniques for breeding these plants that did not involve putting in genes of a foreign nature into a plant. For example, bacterial genes into corn plants, or bacterial genes into bean plants, and so on and back and forth. Or, you know, fluorescent genes and tobacco plants, all of these crazy things that we've done. If we're going to eat them, if we're going to use the products, how do we know in our, what we consider our infinite wisdom, how do we know that this is not going to harm humans? You certainly don't do it by testing it on millions and millions of humans.
But that's exactly what
we're doing. That's exactly what they're doing.
That's exactly what we're doing.
Exactly.
I can remember when I was, shortly after I was in medical school, why, of course, if a woman was going to miscarry, why, we gave her diethylstilbestrol, and that would, of course, stop the miscarriage. The only trouble was that her daughter got vaginal CA as a direct result of that, and sometimes even the next generation will get that because of the profound impact. And it took a long time before they began to wonder why all these women were getting vaginal carcinoma, and then they traced it back. It was a massive experiment.
Right.
On the American people. Vioxx was a massive experiment on the American people with an unproven product, and they did everything they could, of course, to get the doctors to prescribe it. The same with Bextra. Both now have been taken off the market after how many people? Tens of thousands of people were killed by these products. And will anybody in the FDA be punished for that? Well, certainly Dr. David Graham will be punished. Why? Because he came forward and told the truth about it.
The whistleblowers are the ones getting punished. We've got a case in New Mexico at the atomic facility there. We have a case yesterday where one of the officials and the government's, in the federal government's environmental branch quit yesterday because the administration is not listening to scientific fact. It is literally changing scientific fact. It is crossing it out of the scientific reports. It is just denying that all of these problems exist, and unfortunately, the same thing is happening in situations like this, and it is infuriating for me to think that we could be so arrogant and say with assurance to the American public, these are safe, they are unlikely, is the word often used, unlikely to cause problems in human beings or animals eating them. That's their hedge word. Unlikely. So if anybody ever finds the smoking gun and tells them, this is what caused this breast cancer, or this is what killed this child with asthma because this foreign protein was reacted to by that person's body and killed that person, that child, or that adult with asthma. If you find a clear-cut smoking gun, which this rat study tends to point to, then they have wiggle room because they say, well, we only said that it was unlikely.
We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Invite your calls, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
very important book is called AIDS, The Unnecessary Epidemic. Actually, it's a book I wrote back in 1991 that tells you the story of the politics of the AIDS epidemic and the fact that doctors have been blocked at every turn from doing what was really necessary to stop the spread of this horrible plague, both in the United States and throughout the world. AIDS, The Unnecessary Epidemic, it gives you my story of my effort working with an organized medicine, the fact that the doctors of the state of California consistently voted and supported an effective public health policy, and at every turn their efforts were frustrated by those working with an organized medicine both at the state and national level, and the tragedy is that people are dying in America today unnecessarily. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for AIDS, The Unnecessary Epidemic, because you need to understand the background of this epidemic to understand what is really happening medically in America today.
Sophisticated investors are buying gold and silver today because the dollar has lost almost 50% of its value in relationship to the euro, and the price of gold and silver has increased almost 40%. If you're interested in learning more about precious metal investing, why don't you call Bo at 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177, or visit him at Elliott's Stamp and Coin Shop in downtown Santa Cruz at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building, which is located between Trader Joe's and the Signature Twin Movie Theater. Bo's telephone number is 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177. And he's located at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building. And if you mention you heard about Elliott Stamp and Coin Shop on Radio Liberty, why, you'll get a 15% discount on some non-investment items.
Are you concerned about your child's future? Well, it starts with a sound education. VHM provides for that cornerstone of your child's future with a quality education founded on biblical principles. Our school sets high academic goals while developing moral standards. From preschool through eighth grade, your child is taught by experienced and credentialed teachers in all subjects, including our dynamic music program and state-of-the-art computer classes. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." For over 50 years, VHM Christian School has provided peace of mind to parents knowing their children are receiving an excellent education in a loving environment. VHM is located at 427 Capitola Road Extension in Santa Cruz. Won't you call us today at 475-4762? That's VHM Christian School at 475-4762. Doesn't your child deserve a chance to try VHM?
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Jerry Guidetti. Somebody had called in and wondered when I'd mentioned the diethylstilbestrol treatment that they'd utilized to prevent the miscarriages in women during pregnancy. I'd said it was CA of the vagina, and that's what it was. It was cancer of the vagina. And then the daughters would come down with that. And of course, a direct result. Of course, it took a long time to find out. It was just a terrible experiment. Things just went terribly wrong. But unfortunately, so many of the drugs and now so many of the food substances and food additives are being put into our diet, and we find exploding rates of cancer. We find exploding rates of diabetes increasing tremendously, and exploding rates of hypothyroidism. More and more people are infertile, and more men are having sexual dysfunction. More and more people are having asthma. And all shucks, we just can't figure out why any of these things are happening. But all shucks, you don't have to worry. The people at the CDC and the FDA and the NIH, they're there to protect our health. Of course, a lot of the people at the NIH are getting stipends from the drug companies that they're supposed to regulate, and the same thing seems to hold true with the FDA. The people there go to work for the drug companies, for the very companies they've been regulating to protect our health. And I think that everybody should be very, very concerned, because as Jerry has gone through this incredible study, a mass experiment on the American people. And we can always begin to question, what are the true motives of the people working in government? Are they always altruistic? Some of them, I'm sure, are. But could there be evil and wicked people there who would plunge us into wars and create epidemics and release drugs that they knew were not safe, that would kill people? Well, Jerry, before we go on, why don't you tell our listeners about the Ark Institute and how they can get your hybrid seeds, your natural seeds, that are not hybrid, but your traditional seeds, if they'd like to have, be able to preserve the genetics that we've had that have worked so well for thousands of years.
Right, sure. First of all, our website is www.ark, that's A-R-K, as in Noah's, arkinstitute.com. We are a Noah's Ark for seed, if you will. We're preserving the old heirlooms, the non-hybrids. Those are the ones that you can plant year after year, that you harvest from your own vegetables, and plant it to grow this year's crop, harvest seeds again from your own vegetables, save a pepper or tomato or two or three, harvest the seeds out of them. This is true food security, and it also has no GMO in it. We have been trying so hard to obtain seed from our growers and from our own gardens that have not been exposed to commercial agriculture. We used to grow our seed in Ohio, for example, and we had so much commercial corn coming into the area that we had to stop growing corn. We really go to great lengths to protect our seed from contamination. So all of our seeds, we have collections. The collections change from year to year. We have collections of 40 seeds, varieties of seeds, enough to feed a family of four for a year, fresh and preserved fruits and vegetables. And we have the books to teach you how to save seeds. Seed Sowing and Saving, for example, is one great book. How to Grow More Vegetables Than You Ever Thought Possible is another book. These are wonderful things to learn, even root cellaring, how to put aside foods without refrigeration. Our telephone number is 1-800-255-1912. Again, that's 1-800-255-1912. And you can talk to Kristen about some of the seeds we offer. We ask you one thing, and you know this, Dr. Stam, we've been asking this for years. Grow these crops yourself, grow this food yourself, even if you only grow one vegetable a year and store the rest of them in your freezer for future years. Grow them, harvest some of the fruits or vegetables, scrape out the seeds as you learn from the book how to do it, and then give them away and encourage others to do the same. It's really up to us to try to preserve these natural plants, because they are disappearing to the degree that we can't even get growers who are growing some of these old, where it used to grow these old varieties for us when we had too many orders to fill. We can't even get them to do that anymore. So it's very important, because this may disappear. 40% of U.S. seed, vegetable seeds, were produced by a company in Mexico called Semenis Seed Company. If you go to our website, press the food supply update button, you will see my newsletter on the food supply genetic modification beginning in 1998. I wrote about it extensively. You'll see one in 2000 called Going, Going, Gone. It's about the Semenis Seed Company took 2,000 varieties off the market that year completely. And they are a genetic engineering company. And most of those varieties, we're told, were the non-hybrids, the non-genetically engineered varieties. Well, guess who just bought Semenis? How about Monsanto?
Good old Monsanto.
Yeah, they just bought Semenis Seed Company.
The one that gave us, of course, the NutraSweet with all of its wonderful benefits. Well, you know, I think it's so very important that people understand that Monsanto and one or two other major corporations are buying up all of the food industry throughout the world. Yes. They're trying to add Terminator genes to many of the products, and quote, they haven't done that yet, I don't think. But when they do, of course, while the seeds will not germinate again,
right,
the next year, you'll have to buy new seeds from them if they give them to you.
That's right.
And so, people, if you're out there in the listening audience, understand that if you control the food, you control the population. If you control the water, you'll control the population. Believe me, they're doing everything they can to bring the water under control, the food under control, the medicines under control, the people under control. There really are wicked people out there. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here on the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-866-464-8295. If you'd like to talk to Jerry, who I find is fascinating and knows so much about these things that, well, I'm learning all the time. Would you like to tell him a little bit about how they go about storing these seeds in the refrigerator? Because most people have never even stopped and thought of that. And they're going to sort of scratch their head and say, well, how do I store the seeds?
Sure. Every single package that we send to folks has instructions for how to store it in your freezer. But very simply, save your mayonnaise jars or regular canning jars and put a new canning lid on it. You can get a whole dozen of them of canning lids for only like $1.56 or so in your grocery store. Take those home. Put your seed envelopes. Fold those seed envelopes up tightly and squeeze as many as you can into a jar and pour in some silica gel, which you can get at a craft store or from a gun shop, because they use them in gun shops to keep powder dry. It's a moisture-absorbing compound called silica gel. In a craft store, they sell these powders to dry flowers, and they call them fancy names like flower drying art. These things, they would seem pricey by the canister, maybe $7.95 or so, but have faith, you only need to put these heavy crystals into your jar in the approximate weight of the seeds in that jar. So you're really not talking about a whole bunch. Usually about a quarter of an inch to a half an inch in a jar is enough. Put your canning lid on, squeeze it down tight, turn it down tight, and then store it in either your refrigerator right away, or if you're going to put it in your freezer, just let it out on the counter for 5 to 7 days so that the silica gel absorbs all the moisture out of the seeds. And they are so dry then that when you freeze them, the cells will not rupture when the water swells. Ice cubes swell when they freeze. So you don't want to kill the cells. So you put the silica gel in, you squeeze the jar down tight, the lid on tight. You now have super dried seeds. You put them in your freezer again after about 5 to 7 days. Put them in your freezer, and you can store them for many years. We just recommend that you take a seed variety out about every 3 years and grow it so that you refresh it, you expose it to the new bacteria, to the new fungi in the environment. Just rotate them in and out. Keep track of what you've done, and you've got seed actually for life. We've done experiments where seed has lasted for 40 years or more, frozen, dried and frozen like this.
And I think, of course, people in this country can't imagine famine. Could never happen. Let me tell you what's going on in Zimbabwe today. In a country that we install, the Marxist ruler, his name is Robert Mugabe, today, why the people are starving to death in Rhodesia, in Zimbabwe, and you're not hearing a word at all about it. Their currency has become totally worthless. They were not allowed food vendors on the streets. They're immediately arrested. They've actually torn down over 1.5 million homes. Now, remember, this is the government that we put in power back in the mid-1970s. And the fact that you're not hearing a word about this in the controlled media today, this is very, very disconcerting. Mm-hmm. Over 5 million people, the population there, have fled for hunger, just because of the brutality of the government there and the fact that they're killing people, anybody who speaks out. This is going on today. We're not talking about what happened in 1994 in Rwanda. We're talking about what's happening in Rhodesia, and you're not hearing about it because of the degree of control over the media. Now, could such things happen in America? Well, I believe that they can. I believe if God is just, why his justice will not sleep forever. And you're going to have to learn how to look after yourself and how to look after your family. And this is why, one reason why we love having Jerry onto our programs, to talk about these things. Jerry, as far as this new type of corn, now we're not, at least I have not heard about this, and I read 5 or 6 newspapers every day, and I suppose this is up on the internet. Is this getting much of a discussion? Where can our listeners learn more about this experimental corn that they, of course, are experimenting on the American people with?
Right. Okay. A very excellent website for an international group that is looking out for folks who want to be self-reliant, all of those who have to be self-reliant, something like 1.6 billion people in the world need to grow to feed themselves, and the right is being taken away from them, too, by the spread of this genetically modified seed all over the world. This group is called the ETC, as if it's an et cetera, Erosion Technology and Concentration, it stands for, etcgroup.org. They are at United Nations conferences. They write in several different languages. I've spoken to these people. I've appeared in programs and done seminars with these people. They are fabulous people with very good hearts, and they keep up on all the Monsanto stuff. They keep up with all of the other genetic modifications that are occurring worldwide. Go to their website, look at the What's New column, look at all the history, type in a word in their search engine. For example, if you wanted to type in Monsanto, you'll find all of their articles in the past. They put out white papers on all of these things. They wrote, at the same time I wrote, the original articles on the Terminator gene when it first came out. The patent first came out, U.S. patent in 1998. They discovered it the same time I discovered it. We went in different directions with it. We ended up writing. I write for the general audience. They write for rather specialized groups. But you will see that their information is fabulous. So go to their site. Go to the ARK Institute, ARKInstitute.com, and go to the food supply updates. You'll find a good synopsis of these problems, especially beginning with the June 1998 article on the Terminator technology. If that doesn't wake you up, that and the new Verminator and Traitor technologies, where they are now raising chemical junkie plants that are addicted to the chemicals of companies, and if they don't get them on a regular spraying schedule, you will not be able to grow the plant. They have disabled the God-given natural traits of a plant that resist disease and make the plant dependent on their chemicals. And this isn't one company. This is several. There are about five companies that control about 60% of the food supply in the country. And the British have dubbed that you could have what they call a weenie roast on a back patio among these five men. And they control 60% of the world's food.
Now, my understanding is that the farmers over in Iraq were requiring them to use these genetically modified crops. Is there any truth to that?
I'll tell you exactly what that is. What was his name? Paul
Bremer.
Bremer, thank you, the third, who was over there as the interim minister for the United States until they brought in their own prime minister over there in Iraq. Their own natural government.
The one we appointed. I mean, nobody even
correct.
Knew who was running until 2 days beforehand.
Absolutely.
And then they posted their names.
And that
what
was
sort
it.
Of democracy is that?
Right. Oh, yeah. And at any rate, Paul Bremer III left behind 100 suggested orders for their constitution. And look up number 81. Look it up on the Internet. Order 81, and you will see that it is the outlawing of the saved seed, and that these folks are to buy seed from the companies providing improved varieties, improved.
In other words, we've liberated the people.
Yes.
And now that they're liberated, they can no longer save their seeds as they have for hundreds of thousands of years.
Right. And it is hundreds of thousands of years, which is just the most despicable thing, because that genetic base is so very, very important. If diseases go sweeping through the world, we have only to look at it, the emerging animal and plant diseases and human diseases that are now going through the entire world. It's going to be the biodiversity, the great breadth of genetic makeup of plants and animals that is going to leave the fittest to survive, a literal Darwinian picture. Well, if you have eliminated or narrowed this funnel, if you will, of genetic diversity down to the narrow neck instead of the wide part of the funnel, those remaining few varieties may indeed be susceptible to these particular ailments, these fungi, bacteria, the bioterrorist things that are going around, all of these things are likely to hit them sooner or later because we don't have the biodiversity. We are killing them off. For example, I just read yesterday, I think, that the Roundup, which Monsanto, of course, produces and requires all of their growers of their Roundup-ready products to buy from them, Roundup kills off amphibians. massively deadly to amphibians. Well, here you have a genetic modification of many foodstuffs now. Roundup Ready corn, Roundup Ready canola. They are making, they already bred it, Roundup Ready wheat, for example, that the farmers are fighting. If you can spray Roundup endlessly now because the plants resist it because of the gene they've planted in it, what happens to all of the amphibians on the planet? What happens to monarch butterflies who eat this BT corn?
Well, I think we got real problems, Sherry, and we'll be looking forward to having you on next month again as we explore this and try to get people to understand that, you know, you can't look to government to protect your health, unfortunately, because government, by its very essence, is force and control. Well, thanks very much for being with us.
Bye-bye.
And well, that was Jerry Guidetti, and certainly I think that heed what she has to say. And we'll be talking more about some of the places you can get additional information on these subjects, because believe me, your life and the life of your family may well be in danger.
Our four tapes on the JFK assassination includes an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Of course, it's not an interview that I did, but it is an interview, and you'll actually hear Lee Harvey Oswald talking before the time of the assassination, a two-hour interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA at the time of the assassination of the American president, and then, of course, my overall analysis of the reasons why President Kennedy was assassinated. There's so much information that has not been put out, and if you listen to this four-tape set, you will begin to understand that there are forces at work behind the scenes which have been able to confuse the American people about the reality of the murder of an American president. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, that's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for the JFK assassination tapes.
Have you purchased or invested in gold and silver coins or bullion in the last several years? If so, you've most likely been taken advantage of. In a lot of cases, out and out lied to. There are several tricks of the trade in play in the precious metals and collector coin markets. This is especially true during a hot market. Although it doesn't take a savvy investor to avoid the pitfalls of unscrupulous coin and metals dealers, it does take some common sense and the knowledge of which questions to ask. The asset management professionals at Colonial Resources can arm you with a few simple questions to ask your current broker or coin dealer. To find out if you've been taken advantage of, or if you're thinking of investing, call Colonial Resources toll-free, 1-800-685-4042. The precious metals and collector coin markets are hot and definitely where the smart money is heading. But before you make a mistake that could cost you hundreds or even thousands of dollars, call the professionals at Colonial Resources. The call and the advice are free. 1-800-685-4042. That's 800-685-4042.
Leading-edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high-quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and I hope you enjoyed our interview with Jerry Guidetti as much as you can, getting bad news. But you better understand, we live in an evil and fallen world, and there really are wicked and evil people out there. When was the last time you heard anything on television about the 3.5 million people who have been slaughtered in Zaire recently? And, of course, reason you don't hear is because most of them have been Christians. You have to understand there really is a evil agenda out there, and the people are dying. And in Rhodesia today, they're starving to death, but you're not going to hear anything about that on the evening news. We'd much rather hear about Scott Peterson and Michael Jackson. Well, I do need to mention that Jerry Guidetti does help to support our program, but I believe her information is excellent. We have several excellent books on this subject. One of them is Seeds of Deception by Jeffrey Smith. That's Seeds of Deception. It's a classic book on genetic engineering. We have another small little book. It's called GMOs, Beware Genetically Modified Foods. And understand, have you noticed that strawberries... they look beautiful, but they don't taste so good anymore. Have you noticed that that many of the tomatoes seem to have lost their taste? This is all part of the genetic modification process. Everything is being changed, and being changed intentionally. We have a 4-tape set on genetically modified food. We recommend you get this information. It will give you a background so you can speak on this intelligently, and then you'll know where to get additional information. Now, we talked earlier about the environmentalists, and some of these people on some of these things are way out there, and we talk about the global warming. Global warming is a total fraud, and yet they've convinced almost the entire people that. If you have a chance to listen to our evening program at 8 o'clock Pacific time, 11 o'clock Eastern time tonight, we'll have a professor from Canada who can talk about this. But you see, if you're working in the United States and you tell the American people the truth, why, they'll go after your grants and they'll go after your appointments. So we've got to go to Canada to find professors who are willing to speak out openly. I've talked to professors on other subjects. One of them was a professor of dentistry at the University of Toronto on water fluoridation. He said he'd been threatened. His name is Dr. Harvey Limebach. He'd been threatened if he dared to speak out. And he said, I'm not willing to risk my family and my position here at the university. But you can, of course, get the information I've written up on the Internet. Incidentally, we even have an interview with Dr. Limebach. But he's afraid right now to go on to radio to tell you the truth. Why? Because they're poisoning our children with water fluoridation. They're poisoning our children with the mercury in the vaccines. And even though they tell us to take it out, do you believe them? They certainly didn't take it out of the influenza, and they knew it would have a profound impact on destroying the minds of our children, just as they know it has a profound impact on destroying the minds of the elderly and producing Alzheimer's disease. And if you need the documentation on the relationship between influenza shots and Alzheimer's disease, call us at 1-800-544-8927. Ask for Dr. Fudenberg's abstract. It's up on the Internet. You may find it on your own, and we'll get it for you. Understand what we're really up against. If you'd like to get a free copy of one of our newsletters, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we hope many of you will seriously consider joining the Radio Liberty family, because we really are primarily listener-supported. We do carry the Berkey products and Sanzian shortwave radios and a few things, but primarily we rely upon the people who listen to our program who really care about their families, about their future, freedom, about their future. So give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. Go to our website at radioliberty.com, where you can listen to us 5 hours a day. We will no longer be broadcasting after the 19th on the frequency at 9.985. That's, I think, the 17th of this month. We go off to 9.985 during this hour. However, we are on shortwave 4 hours a day. And you want to check it, go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's www.radioliberty.com. And then pray for America, but please pray for Radio Liberty.